Power Usage Aggregate Monitor, Communications Net, Security Overwatch, Biophysical Aggregate Monitor, Chemocortico Aggregate Monitor, Target and Guidance, Arm and Launch. The last two also offered additional options, Code Line Interface or Immersion Interface. For the last on the list, she chose option two. Julia's vision swam for a moment, and the word recalibrating pulsed below her POV centre a few times before the colours and shapes of a gloomy landscape appeared all around her. A memory came to her from those frantic moments before she gave up her body to escape Talavera, and she realised that this was Irenia's personal metacosm. Dark, bruised clouds loomed low overhead. Julia stood next to a dried-out stone fountain in a parched garden several yards from a large and imposing mansion. A massive stairway flanked by stone wolves led up to a pair of iron-studded doors burdened with chains and padlocks. She considered the exterior, noting the narrow windows covered by outer shutters, the pale patches of lichen, the spreading webs of leafless, desiccated ivy, and a slender circular tower at one corner. It seemed atypical, out of keeping with the mansion's stern, square-built aesthetic. When she reached it, she discovered an open door and inside a spiral staircase, which she began to climb. From outside came a rumble of thunder. By the time Julia reached a landing halfway up, a steady rain was falling. From an open, glassless window, she could see water pooling in the fountain's bowl and spreading in puddles across the ground. Ascending further, she came to the joisted underside of a floor. The staircase curved up to a door which opened easily and quietly. Inside, the tower room was bare, just floorboards and blank walls and an open window, its double shutters swung outwards. The rain was heavier now, gusts sending sprays of it in to speckle the dusty floor around the slight figure that sat hunched there. It was Irenia. Julia crouched beside her, one tentative hand on her shoulder, whispering her name. After a moment, Irenia opened her eyes and sighed.
Did everything, you know? Did it all, just as they asked?
Irenia was thin, her face gaunt, her blonde hair lank and tangled. Anguished eyes came round.
Julia, is that you?
Yes, mostly.
I can feel. I felt it when Torold gave up. I could feel him slipping away.
Grief made the lines deepen in her face.
Letting go.
Julia felt a sharp shadow of loss touch her, yet it seemed more of a dismal stoicism than genuine sorrow.
Irenia, she said, I need to ask you about the arming and launch sequences. Just letting it go and slipping away. Letting it go and... Please, Irenia, you have to help me.
Irenia shook her head dolefully, then looked at her hands.
Took me off it, Julia. Said I was losing my focus. That's why I'm here in the tower. To keep me away from...
She pointed out of the window.